Updated weather. Freeze warning. Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Currently connected to CMN network. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network.
WHDOD, monitoring your repeater for the balloon launch. K0ACP, WHDOD. This is NATRF Mobile. And this is WATOD Mobile. Yeah, I was driving along here talking to Gavin and then realized I forgot to turn my radio on, so we're radioactive now. This is NADRF on US 10.
This is K0ATB monitoring the Guilford repeater for the Midland High School Electronics Club Amateur Radio Balloon Launch.
NADRF.
Lots of,
Yeah, wind turbines.
Those are incredibly epic.
Not inefficient and expensive.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Sorry about that, I got a sticky microphone, NADRF.
NADRF to Zero ACP, but it was a fascinating dialogue on the virtues or misvirtues of wind power.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
K-E-A-T-E-K.
Give me the rest of your...
Crossing my fingers for you guys. Man, the signal's kind of choppy. I don't know what's going on. It might be this rig. How do I sound, Mike? You sound great. It's probably me. Well, even when you're not transmitting, occasionally it's like the squelch is trying to open up, but it's crackling. It's like, you know, on and off or something, maybe. I don't know. I'll have to check on it when I'm stationary. But, yeah, you're a little choppy sounding. How are you doing this morning?
Just as old, fat, stupid as I normally am. What repeater are you going in on, do you know?
The Flint repeater, 380 repeater.
You should be able to get into that one pretty good. Maybe you got a loose connection somewhere. Maybe on that antenna itself or something, I don't know. I got a cable that should be here for programming those. That multi-cable thing, it only works on a few of them, so we'll be able to program those radios a little better here soon.
That's cool. I might have to dig out that Anytone rig I bought. I've never even taken it out of the box yet. I'll see how that thing does.
Right. Yeah, I'm getting ready to grill some steaks for breakfast, lunch. We're going to eat like champs here early on. We got a lot of work to do today. We're going to be down on Well, we're going to be back in North Branch if your whole world don't explode today. Stop in there. I got to load up a stainless countertop thing from the restaurant that I picked up for work and doing the bee stuff. And then I also got a knack toolbox that my uncle cut in half. He used the other half for a smoker, so I'm going to make a smoker out of this half. I got a feeling with you being retired, we might be smoking some salmon here soon.
That would just break my heart.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm walking around out here looking for a stick to stir these old coals up with so I can put some new charcoal in there. Got some local corn-fed beef we're going to cook up a giant slab of.
Yeah, the wife you just called, I guess my daughter's dilated up to a 9, and fortunately she's not in any pain yet.
She's not a tiny little thing, so, you know, she's a fighter, I'm sure. Sure things will go all right. That's the best we can hope for, right? But hopefully your grandpa by the end of the day.
Yeah, I used to think it was funny when she became taller than Cheryl, and then before long she became taller than me. Then the grin fell off my face.
900 hours.
You gonna blame that one on the mailman?
It was ha 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 until it wasn't. KBHOEKHEK.
Oh yeah, yeah. My tower's over mother. She's definitely my kid. Well, my mom removed all dolls, but when I seen the size of that kid's head, I was like, yeah, that kid's fine. But they all done that. That DNA website is, and I yelled at my mother. She's like, why? What's the problem with that? So, Mom, I was debating going back to a life of crime.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't really understand too much what you said. It's like a terrible echo, garbled echo. I don't know what the deal is, but yeah.
I don't know. That could be repeater controller if there's an echo. You got like a delay going on. Oh, you got dual watch. That radio has dual watch, buddy. You got to turn off your second VFO, the B VFO on the bottom, or the B memory channel. You got two things receiving at once. That's why I like those particular radios. While they're not a crossband repeat, they do dual watch, and that's why I'll always have one of those, because that's the cheapest rig I've ever found that does that.
Yeah, when I turned the corner, a lot of the echo went away. I mean, not perfectly, but the signal became much more intelligible. Yeah, I'll check into that and figure it out. And turn that off.
Yeah, buddy, you got bigger fish to fry right now. I don't suspect I'll be seeing you out in North Branch because your day is going to be whopped after this. You're going to be all done. That new baby just said, that presides over everything. And this will be your first one. I'm probably not going to have any. So, I don't know. That means I can get stupid and take more risks.
Well, we thought we'd never have any either. And Sarah never supposedly wanted kids. And then, surprise, surprise, you know. So, never say never.
Well, we'll see. I haven't given up all hope, but she pretty much told me she got some things going on. She went to the doctor for. We'll see what's going on with that. But I don't know. I think one would be nice, you know. I don't know my other kids, so, and that'll probably never go down that way, even if even if I do develop some type of relationship there. But we'll see. I can't complain. KV8OLE.
KV8GK. Well, all right, Mike, I'm almost to my destination, so I'll clear out of here. Catch back up with you later, man. Have a good morning. Hopefully everything goes well for all of us. So 73-KV8OLE-KV8GK clear.
Batman, hope you have a great big stupid smile on your face by the end of the day, buddy. You know, you're catching some breaks now, which is well needed. We'll see. This is KV8OOE. Later, Phil.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WATOD testing 1, 2, 3. WATOD. WATOD.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
K8GTG. Standing by.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
This is MHMNA calling net control,
can you hear me? WMHS, control, go ahead, Jackie.
Just call to let you know that they are casting the payload.
That on testing the payload. We'll be standing by. This is W8MHS.
Net control, W8DOD is checking in. Net control, W8DOD.
Ready to go.
Okay, just want to make sure you heard me, W8DOD.
Good signal. Net control, W8MHS.
This is W8MHS to W8DOD. Do you copy?
In the very beginning, quite a bit of scratch, but at the very end, it sounded okay, W8DOD.
Sir, this is W8MHS. Standing by. Control to W8MHS, copy just fine.
Yeah, you start out really super scratchy and then you clear up. I don't know what's going on.
That's interesting, but good to know, thank you.
And are you full wattage, or are you putting out a full watt, full 50, I guess?
I will check that in just a second.
He sounds good here the whole time. Can you get us up here?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm so might be messing with a little bit. Thank you very much, W8DOD.
Yeah, morning, Jack. Where are they launching from this morning?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they're going to launch from the middle school, Northeast Middle School in Midland. So they don't have to go too far away from there. And then it should drift over to roughly the Lamplighter Restaurant Plaza, somewhere in here. So near Ace Hardware and Lamplighter, and should hopefully be the destination.
Well, that's not very far. Well, hopefully it works out for them. What's the predicted flight time?
On paper, it's roughly an hour and a half. It's supposed to go up to roughly 100,000 feet. Little asterisk on that, it could be really quick or really, really slow down. But if all goes well, fingers crossed, an hour and a half.
Okay, and what time is launch time?
Approximately 5 minutes at 10 o'clock.
Okay, good luck. Keep it up, Sevier.
Thank you, sir. This is WMHS with Net Control. I'll be doing an announcement shortly to talk about what we're doing in the game plan. This is WMHS, standing by. Net Control.
Net Control, WADOD en route to Unionville for staging point.
That DOD, this is WMHS. You're headed towards the staging area.
Affirmative, and when we land, we'll report our coordinates.
That controls the MHS. Go ahead, Jackie. Could you repeat? Go a little bit slower. We're getting a little bit of static. That on the payload is attached to the balloon. You'll let us know when it has launched. Thank you very much. WMHS, standing by.
WMHS, K0 ACP.
This is WMHS. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Jack. I sent you a pin to our proposed staging site where we will set up tracking. It's over in the Benfield staging land area over on Dickerville Road.
That on the pen, I did receive it, and you're headed to the Deckerville staging area. Thank you very much. This is WMHS, standing by.
Good morning, 1000 hours, clear, 40 degrees.
QST, QST, QST. Good morning, everyone. This is WMHS transmitting from, the seagoing area. Today we will be assisting students in the recovery of a helium weather balloon that will hopefully land in the nearby area today. The balloon is already or just about to take off, and the students will be tracking it via APRS and automated ham radio beacons. Jack, my call sign is 08 Golf Tango Golf, but I will be using the event call sign of W8MHS. That's Whiskey 8, Mike Hotel Sierra. We would like to thank the Central Michigan Emergency Network for allowing us to utilize their repeaters for this ham excursion. Even though you might hear traffic associated with the balloon tracking and recovery, this network is still available for use if needed. Just announce yourself. This activity will likely continue through 2 p.m. today. We will announce when we have concluded the balloon recovery. Again, this is net control for the balloon tracking and recovery. Station ID is W8MHS. We'll be standing by.
Connected to CMN network.
Net Control,
WADOD. It is. This is Net Control, W8MHS. Go ahead.
Are you ready to copy my coordinates? Over.
If the logger would like to know your position roughly with cross streets, so what cross streets are you at?
Stand by.
Control, this is
M8MHS with a report. Please stand by. Jackie, go ahead. This is W8MHS.
I just wanted to let everyone know that there's a slight delay. One of the transmitters was not transmitting, so there was not a intelligence payload.
That on the slight delay, you'll let us know when the launch has actually occurred. I can actually see your APRS beacon here at Net Control, so we would see the altitude going up as well. But let us know, Jackie, when it's ready. This is W8MHS. DOD, go ahead whenever you're ready.
This is WGD. So we're kind of Phillips and Staley Street. There's a park here, and I can give my true lat lawn if you want.
Yeah, that would be good. The search and rescue folks might want that.
Okay, stand by to copy. First, north, 43 degrees, 29, correction, 43 degrees, 39.0453. West, 083 degrees, 28.3049. I'll copy.
Copied on the north. Repeat the west one more time. I got the west 083 dot. What was after that?
So west is 083 degrees, 28.3049.
Got it. Thank you. In case everyone did not hear, the launch is delayed just briefly while they iron out some technical issues. And we will, of course, let you know when the balloon launches. This is W8MHS standing by.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
This is Net Control W8MHS to ACT. How do you copy?
W8MHS to 0ACP, full quieting, 5-9.
Ah, you're the APRS guy. Hey, we would like for you to repeat your location, which includes nearest cross street. And so that our friends at Search and Rescue can note where you're at.
We're still en route. We're about 5 minutes out from our location. We're going to the Deerfield State D-Land area, and it'll be Heard Road and Deckerville Road.
Copy that. Well, actually, the logger says he did not get that. Could you repeat?
Absolutely. It's Hood Corner Road, and Pickerville Road. I will give you an exact location when we arrive.
That's K0ACP. Thank you. This is WMHF.
K0ACP monitoring.
This is Net Control W8MHS to W8DOD. How do you copy?
Good copy, W8DOD.
Are you still at your location, still Phillips and Bailey, roughly?
That's affirmative.
Yeah, thank you. That was for the benefit of all the assorted loggers. This is W8MHS, standing by.
Yeah, so we're actually a little tighter on, I'll give you Pickle Street at the Unionville Park.
Is that on Pickle
Street?
Unionville Park, thank you, sir. This is Net Control W8MHS, standing by.
W8MHS, K0ACP.
W8MHS, Net Control, go ahead.
Yes, sir. We pulled a bit of an audible. We're now in Derby Park, and that is at the crossroad of East Deckerville Road and Cameron Road. East Deckerville Road and Cameron Road. Copy.
Copy on East Deckerville Road and Cameron Road as the cross. Thank you. W8MHS, standing by.
W8MHS, MHTRF.
MHS, go.
Who was it that gave you the recent location?
K0ACP.
Okay, very good. And that's, you said East Deckerville and Cameron?
It is. Thank you, Jackie. All stations, the balloon has launched, and the time is 10:24 a.m. So the balloon is now in the air. If you want to follow it on APRS, it's call sign N8NNA-11. So congratulations to the launch team, and we will be tracking. This is Net Control, W8MHS, standing by.
Net Control,
NADRF. Net Control, W8MHS, go ahead. Dennis?
Can you give me a location on DOD?
Affirmative. He was last reported at Unionville Park and Pickle Street.
Thank you very much, NADRF.
Control, W8MHS, standing by. Just for everyone's curiosity, the balloon is definitely in flight. It's moving it to the south and east at roughly 25 miles per hour, and it's at an altitude of 6,074 feet. W8MHS, standing by.
Net Control, this is K0ACP.
You're connected to CMN Network.
You're ACP, this is Net Control. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. We took a reading at 10:30 and there is nothing. Nothing.
readings at this time. According to APRS, it just hit the 10,000 foot level. So maybe as it gets closer. W8MHS, standing by.
Net control, W8DOD.
8DOD, this is net control, go ahead.
Stand by to copy. At 10:30, we show it at a heading of 270 west.
At 10:30, heading of 270 west. And this is DOD. Thank you, sir. This is W8MHS, standing by.
That was correct copy, W8DOD.
This is W8MHS net control. Go ahead.
Yeah, T0UCP, WFSM. T0UCP, WFSM, VHF. Next, if he answers up, you need to turn off his APRS. CDOT got it run on his voice band, so every time he unkeys, he's sending APRS packets over the voice channel when it's not decodable. WFSM.
WFSM, this is 20ACP. He has ESS, it's not APRS, and I forgot to turn that off. Sorry, gentlemen.
Nope, it's just not decoding at all, so thank you. Davis.
20ACP, I think I turned off my digital trailer, this is a check. Over.
Net control, you know it's still sending out a packet after you unkey.
Roger. I'm sorry about that. We'll try to get something else. Okay.
Net control W8DOD.
DOD, net control, go ahead.
Stand by for copy. 267 west at 10:35.
DOD, I copy 267 west as you're reading at 10:35.
Good copy, W8DOD.
MHF, standing by.
Net control, this is T0ACP. Our 1035 bearing was 292, 292 degrees. QSL.
ACP at 1035, a reading of 292, is that correct?
Correct.
Copy then, thank you much. W8MHS, standing by.
Net control, this is T0ACP.
0ACP, W8MHS, net control, go ahead.
Our 1030 reading was 278 degrees, 278 degrees.
Said, just to check, your 1030 reading, did you mean 1040 perhaps?
Yeah, 10:40. That
and
a sip of coffee, I'll be just fine.
So I'm putting you down for 10:40 with a reading of 278. Thank you, sir. This is W8MHS net control.
W8DOD control.
DOD, go ahead.
Stand by for 10:40 reading. 268 west. 268 west.
Control copies 268 west from DOD. Thank you, sir. W8MHS standing by.
Net control, really quick. What is the projected burst height?
I have not been given that, so I don't know. In the past, it has been close to anywhere between 90,000 and 105,000 feet. Right now, the balloon is currently at 20,000 feet, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Yeah, control W8DOD. Ready to copy?
Control to DOD, go ahead.
255 West, 1045, copy.
Got a reading of 1045, 255 West.
Net control, this is 20ACP. Our 1035 reading is 285, 285, 285.
Your APRS went off. Affirmative, 1045 reading of 285. This is net control, W8MHS.
Net control, W8DOD, ready to copy.
DOD, this is net control, go ahead.
At 1050, it was 263 West, 263 West at 1050.
That DOD, your 1050 reading of 263 West, over.
Net control, this is ACP at 1050. The bearing was 277.
ACP, you came in loud and clear. Your 1050 reading is 277. Well done. This is net control, W8MHS, standing by.
Net control, stand by for 1055 reading.
This is W8MHS net control. Go ahead, DOD.
267 West. 267 West at 1055. WA DOD.
See that, W8DOD, a reading at 1055 of 267 West. This is net control, standing by.
Connected to CMN network.
At 1055, 288.
Art confirmed at 1055. You've got a reading of 288.
Roger.
And you still have a misconfigured APRS beacon. It's blasting all of us.
Yes, sir, I'm aware. It's a BSS code trailer at the end of my transmission.
Good morning, 1100 hours, clear, 40 degrees.
Net control, W8DOD, with a reading.
W8DOD, with your 11 o'clock reading, this is net control, W8MHS, go ahead.
266 West. I repeat, 266 West at 1100.
DOD, your 11 o'clock reading is 266 West. Thank you. This is WNHS standing by.
WNHS 0ACP.
0ACP, go ahead.
11 o'clock reading is 286.
See that on your 286 reading and your ATRS. Boy, sure would be nice if you could somehow turn off the ATRS part.
In fact, I will as soon as I get home and I can open the manual and see it.
Yeah, this is W8MHS Net Control standing by. Stations, just for your information, this is W8MHS reporting that the balloon is whisking along towards the east at 75 miles per hour, and it's at an altitude of roughly 50,000 feet. So it's heading this way. This is W8MHS, standing by.
Control, this is
K0ACP. 0ACP, go ahead.
1105, we use 292.
Your reading of 1105, heading of 292.
Net Control, WADOD.
DOD, go ahead.
255 West, I repeat, 255 West at 1105.
Copy that, WADOD. I have a reading at 1105. With a heading of 255 West.
Control, this is K0ACP with our 1110 bearing.
0ACP, go ahead.
We're at a bearing of 286, 286.
That this is W8MHS with K0ACP. Your reading of 286. Thank you.
W8DOD with location.
Go ahead, W8DOD.
260 West. 260 West. 1110.
That 1110 reading. By W8DOD 260 West. And just for everyone's knowledge, the balloon is roughly at 54,800 feet and heading west. This is Net Control W8MHS standing by.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
N8ERF, go ahead please, this is Net Control. Go ahead, could you repeat please? Sorry Dennis, but you're just not coming in, a lot of static.
I'll copy now. This is
NADRF. Oh, much better. Thank you. You're copying just fine.
Okay, the predicted burst altitude is 82,000 feet. So that's something to look forward to. And thank you very much for the signal reports. That's what I was asking for. NADRF.
Thank you, Dennis. NADRF with Net Control W8MHS. All stations, the balloon is currently at 55,000 feet and predicted burst of 82,000 feet. This is W8MHS, standing by.
Control, this is K0ACP.
K0ACP, ACP, go ahead.
Our 1115 bearing is 278, 278.
Your 1115 bearing is 278. Thank you. This is Net Control standing by.
Net Control W8DOD, stand by shortly. We're having a little problem here.
That W8DOD, standing by.
Net Control W8DOD.
W8DOD, Net Control, go ahead.
261 West, 261 West. At 1116, 1116, 261 West.
Be that, W8DOD, reading at 1116, 261 West. Thank you. This is Net Control W8MHS, standing by.
Hello, this is T0ACP with our 1120 bearing.
DP, go ahead.
We are bearing of 286, 286.
Yes, ACP, a reading of 286 at 1120. Thank you.
Net Control, W8DOD.
Net Control to DOE, go ahead.
268 West. At 1120, 268 West. At 1120.
See that? Your 1120 reading is 268 West. Thank you. This is W8MHS Net Control, standing by.
Net Control, W8DOD.
Net Control, go ahead, DOD.
278. West, 278 West, 1125.
That DOD is 1125, a reading of 278 West. Thank you.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Net Control, this is K0ACP with our 25 reading.
Good, ACP, with your 1125 reading.
Bearing of 279,
279. Good. Reading of 279. This is Net Control, W8MHS, standing by.
Net Control, this is K0ACP with our 1130 reading.
ACP, with your 1130 reading, go ahead.
306, 306.
Reading of 306 from you. Thank you. This is Net Control, standing by.
Net Control, DOD.
Go ahead, DOD.
At 1130, we had 276. Repeat 276 at 1130.
Copy that, DOD, 1130 reading of 276. Thank you. This is W8MHS with the helium balloon recovery and net control. Stay in mind.
Net Control, W8DOD.
Net Control, go ahead, DOD.
Bearing of 274 West, going to be 274 West, 1135.
See that, 1135 reading of 274 West. Thank you. Net Control, standing by.
Net Control, this is ACP for our 1135 bearing.
coming in loud and clear, K0ACP. What is your 1135 reading?
288.
That control records a reading of 288. Thank you very much. This is WAMHS standing by.
Is that control WAVOD?
This is net control. Go ahead, DOD.
We've got a bearing of 272 west. We got 272 west at 1140.
Copy that. This is net control. A reading at 1140 of 272 west.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Net control, this is ACP for 1140 bearing.
This is net control, ready for your bearing, ACP. Go ahead.
291.
Good, ACP. We have a bearing of 291 at 1140. Thank you. This is net control. WAMHS, standing by.
Net control, this is ACP for 1145 bearing.
This is net control. Go ahead, ACP, with your 1145 reading.
287. 287.
See that? I got a reading of 287 for 1145. Thank you.
Net control, Whiskey 8, Delta Oscar Delta.
DOD, this is net control. Go ahead.
Our 1145 reading was 274 west. I repeat, 274 west.
Copy that. 1145 with a reading of 274 west. Thank you. This is net control, WAMHS, standing by.
Hey, net control, WADOD.
Net control, go ahead, DOD.
At 1150, we have 255 west, 255 west.
Control has a reading of 255 west from DOD at 1150. Thank you.
Also, it seems like APRS has stopped reporting back at 1137.
Affirmative. We're seeing the same exact thing. It seems to be stuck at with an old reading at 35,000 feet, so we're hoping that as it gets closer to the shoreline, it'll pick back up on readings.
Net control, this is K0ACP with R1150 reading of 290.
That's K0ACP reading of 290 at 1150. This is W8MHS. Net control, standing by.
1080
ERF. ERF, this is net control. Go ahead.
With both APRS units apparently out, the RDF signals are paramount. 1080
ERF. Agreed. We were just explaining that to some folks hanging around the trailer. It's a lifesaver, perhaps. This is net control, WAMHS, standing by.
Net control, WADOD.
DOD.
Do you have the ability there in the trailer to track APRS on a unit not using the map system?
Negative. We're using APRS, that's fine.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it's just not getting into 5, and if we had sort of the readout on the radio.
We see that Will K8VFO is physically moving towards the shoreline, so he's probably trying to get a visual or APRS reading directly from it.
Copy, thank you.
Net Control, this is K0ACP. I can see NA11 at 1153 beacon at 14,000 feet.
This is really helpful to know. Thank you, DOD. 14,000 feet.
Control, this is K0ACP. I just got a beacon off W8MHS11 at 1155, and it's showing an altitude of 7,800 feet.
That ACP with the direct reception at 7,800 feet. It's still in the air. That's a good sign. And Will is really, really close to the shoreline, so it's going to be close. This is W8MHS Net Control standing by.
Roger.
W8DOD.
Will might have to show us that he can actually walk on water. This is K0ACP, back to net.
Okay. I see what you did there. DOD, go ahead.
258 at 11. I'm sorry, 253 at 1150.
Is that the reading at 1105 of 253?
Currently connected to CMN network.
Net Control, this is ACP for bearing for 1155.
Net Control with ACP. Go ahead with your 1155 reading.
278. Again, 278.
That ACP, your reading is 278. This is Net Control. Standing by.
Net Control, W8DOD.
This is Net Control. Go ahead, DOD.
Reading of 252 West, 252 West, 1155.
Copy that. Your reading of 252 was logged. Thank you. This is W8MHS. Net Control standing by.
Net Control, W8DOD. Are the plotters, do they have any ideas of over land yet?
We'll have to go ask them. They're in a different trailer.
This is NADRF.
NADRF, this is Net Control.
ACP from W8MHS.
W8MHS, this is P0ACP.
Alright, so we're tracking with your bearings, with bearings coming from both you and DOD. DOD is showing a bearing significantly farther north than you are. Your bearing is quite a bit south. Can you guys check your bearings and see? Give me a couple extra bearings. Again, make sure that there's no metal around the compass when you're doing it.
Copy that. We are out in the middle of a field, so we ought to be good. So we'll take a bearing right now.
Okay, don't forget about those metal plates in the heads. I appreciate it. W8MHS.
Good afternoon. 1200.
W8MHS, we just took another bearing of 280, 280.
Control, heard your 0, thank you. This is Net Control W8MHS, standing by.
W8DOD with a 12 o'clock report of 253 West, 253 West.
Just to confirm, was that 252 or 253?
253.
That Net Control understands 253 as you're reading at noon. Thank you. Net Control standing by. Net Control.
Do we have a RF? Do we have an RF of altitude?
And an A11 showing 14,000. I'm sorry, 1,425 feet.
A couple of folks transmitting at the same time. ACP, was that a reading of 1,400 feet?
Negative, I'm sorry. Things way too small on this screen. It's 14,251.
14,000. VHF hub disconnected. Flynn 38 connected to Fenton 78.
Siren test net. That can be on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. The net opens at noon and the test begins at 1. This net is hosted on the W8PMN 147.38 Flint and 146.78 Link repeaters. The net is open to all local amateur radio operators in Genesee County. Right. A siren report consists of a visual inspection of the siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. The sirens can be found at gcares.org. My name is Lance, it's Lima Alpha, Nancy Charlie Echo. My call sign is EBY, Alpha Bravo Yankee. Now will be Net Control. If you'd like to participate in the net, please call Net Control now. This is EBY, Net Control for the gcares Auto Siren Test Net. Check into the net. If you'd like to participate, please call Net Control now.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
This is EBY, Net Control for the GKR's Outdoor Siren Test Net. For next check-ins or net, if you'd like to test it, please call Net Control now. This is EBY, Net Control for the GKR's Outdoor Siren Test Net. If you'd like to participate in the net, please call Net Control now. Whiskey 2, Mike Sierra.
Tito Echo 8, you to Washington Bravo, KHCOB 5 in Washington.
2, Mike Sierra Uniform.
Good afternoon, sir.
Are you looking to get a siren, or you have one in mind?
I'm pretty much able to go wherever you want a siren check. Do you have one under your belt that you'd like to see?
Where are you closest to? Where would we like to try to stay?
My home 20 is, I think, 475 in Hill Road, but I'm willing to go wherever you need it done.
How does Siren 69 sound? This is the Siren inside of Bicentennial Park.
I'm familiar. Count me in for 69.
Roger, I hope you know for number 69, this is ABAY, Net Control, the GTR's outdoor siren test net. I believe there was a T8 station out there.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 8, Angle Bravo Oscar.
Got a Kilo Echo 8, Tango Bravo Oscar.
Yes, sir. Glad to see we're going to have a siren test today. I live right down the street from Siren 38 in Davison. I could check that one.
Roger, I can put you down for Siren 38, 109 North State Street in Davison.
Roger, I'll get back with you when I get there. KEA-TVO on the side.
Down for number 38. ABAY, Net Control for GTR's outdoor siren test. If anybody would like to get into that, please call Net Control now. ABAY, Net Control for the GTR's outdoor siren test net. Anybody looking to participate in that, please call on Net Control now.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
This is ABAY, Net Control for GTR's outdoor siren test net. If you'd like to participate in that, please call Net Control now. This is ABAY, Net Control for GTR's outdoor siren test net. If you'd like to participate in that, please call Net Control now.
Net Control radio check, W2MSU.
Papa Alpha X-ray, PAX. This is Don out in Otisville. We'll be at Siren 67, Forest Township.
That was K-E-A-P-E-X, and what was the siren number?
Number 67, 67, Forest Township.
Roger, I got you down for Siren 67. This is EVY, that control, did you care about for Siren Testament?
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 8, Tango Bravo Oscar. I'm at the location Siren 38.
C8TBO, I have you on location at 1250. This is ABY, Net Control, the GPS out there, Siren Chestnut. Permits for this third party test at 1 o'clock. Kick off about 1 o'clock for 3 minutes and then we will wind down and take care of the reports. Anybody looking to do a last minute check-in, please call Net Control now.
Net Control, W2MSU.
W2MSU, this is Net Control.
Show me on location.
Roger, I'll show you on location at 1256. TBY, Net Control, the GK is outdoor siren testing. TBY, Net Control, the GK is outdoor siren testing. It's about 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 40 degrees.
The siren has not been activated yet. We're contacting 911 to see if you can try it again. TBY, Net Control, did you care about the siren tester?
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Alright, siren should be active. Come back in about 10 minutes. Alright, siren should be winding down about now. Let's go ahead and go through our list and take our reports. First on the list, we have W2MSU. How are things out at siren 69?
MSU, Siren 6-9, fully functional as tested.
Roger, we get that fully functional as tested. Thanks for coming out tonight this afternoon. Next on the list, we have KE8TBO. How are things out at Siren 38?
Siren 38 is fully functional and steady tone. KE8TBO clear.
Last on the list, we have KE8PAX. How are things at Siren 67?
Siren 67, fully functional as tested. KE8PAX, 4th Township.
Roger, I got you fully functional at Siren 67. Is there anybody not on the list that was at a Siren that would like to report the status of that siren? Let's call Net Control now.
N8 VDS.
N8 VDS.
68 and 63. I can hear from my home QTH. They're both fully functional, Lance.
It was 68 and 63? Any videos?
Yes, 68 and 63 are both fully functional lands.
Hey, Roger, that's all right. I just want to confirm the numbers. Is anybody else not on the list that would like to call report a siren? Please call and make control now. Alright, not hearing anything. So we'll close up the net.
unable to send a report in, you can email your reports to sirens@gcares.org or text them to 810-314-7380. Information is also on the website at gcares.org. With that, we can close out for that. This has been the GCares Outdoor Siren Testnet. This net convenes on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. This net opens at noon. The test begins at 1. This net is hosted on the WCMN 147.38 foot, 147 cassette and leak repeaters. This net is open to all local amateur radio operators in Genesee County. Right? My name is Lance. I'm the LP Nancy Charlie Echo. My call sign is 88Y, Alpha Bravo 8 Yankee. Thank you for coming out to the GCares Outdoor Siren Testnet. Thank you to the Central Michigan Emergency Network for hosting repeaters for the night. Please join us on the first Saturday of June for next month's test. I will now return the repeaters back to regular amateur radio use.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 40 degrees.
KB8RLE.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. WHCMN, repeat. Connected to CMN network. WHCMN, repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
KB8OE mobile.
W8CMN, repeater.
KF8GVI, monitoring.
Oh, KB8OE.
CMN network.
KGVI, KB8OE. KF8GVI, KB8OE.
100 hours. Clear. 40 degrees.
KB8OE.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
K-E-H-E-K.
Hey, can you hear me, Phil?
Yeah, I'm over in Burton. I can hear you. Where you at?
Branch right now.
Say again?
Branch, not Bush, not Bush City.
Okay, where the hell is Nutbush City? I don't think you're down in Detroit, are you?
North Branch, up in North Branch.
Okay, North Branch, all right. All right, some fall weather we're having, huh? I gotta go pick them pumpkins soon before they rot on the vines.
Right.
So you get some grease on that bugger or what?
That's the next and last thing on the agenda. Then we're heading home. Got my lawn mowed. And then I've done some stuff over at Jeff's. And I got a stainless countertop in the trailer right now. And then I tell you what, they job tasked me, so I had to put a toilet paper roller on before I could escape there, and I couldn't find the stuff to get the grease without contaminating it, so I finally found a paint stir stick to scoop it out of the tub, put it in a Ziploc bag. Now I'm on my way over there. We got to get back before dark, because I got like one tail light on this thing.
Yeah, you want to get pulled over. I thought maybe you were pulling a trailer with a moped. Snicker, snicker.
I think that I'm going to try to build one. I haven't found any laws against it. I'm looking, though.
Yeah, can you imagine building a sidecar for a moped? That'd be a hoot.
I know you for sure can't do. You can't have two passengers on a moped.
Well, that's why you built the sidecar. You wouldn't have them on a moped. One would be on the moped, one would be in the sidecar. KB8OE, KB8GEK.
I just want to, whoop, I didn't waste the courtesy going. I just want to convince somebody to ride on the trailer.
Yeah, that'd be quite a sight to see going down the road, wouldn't it? You didn't go down 15 at all today, did you?
Just long enough to cross the bridge there in Vassar, and then we shot out 38 there out Saginaw towards Mayville, and then jogged down the back way.
That's cool. Man, I hope it warms up a little bit tomorrow. I'd like to do more outside. It's not the kind of weather I was hoping for, but I realize it's just starting into May, so got to be patient.
You go up to that baby yet?
No, we went to her house. Sarah and Tommy's house with Natalie, my youngest, and her fiance or whatever, and put a sign up and some balloons and stuff in there, but Sarah, she's feeling kind of rough, still bleeding a little, and she said she just really didn't feel like company, so we said, no problem, nobody's trying to hurry anything along. When you guys are ready, just let us know, and we'll either come up to the hospital or see when you get home. So we're anxious, but we're being patient, you know what I'm saying?
Three more fishing poles yet?
No, looks like I'm going to have to buy another one, huh?
You can have three in the water, and then now you got a grandkid. The grandkid can have three in the water, too.
Oh, wow, okay. I haven't followed fishing rules in a long time. Haven't done a whole lot of fishing in a long time, but hopefully that'll all change now that I'm retired.
You can double the bag limit, too.
All right. Now listen, Mike, I should let you go. We have company, or we're at Cheryl's brother's and visiting for a little bit. So I'll let you go, but I'll catch up with you maybe even later this evening. So hope you get all your stuff done over there in North Branch. You get your tail home to back where you belong, right?
I'm too by my buddy's place. The photographer dude gets the hand.
All right, man. Catch you later, Mike. 73 KB8OE KEHE. Hey, clear.
3 Phil. Talk at you sooner than later. Congrats again.
More spectrum than a general, but they absorbed it.
split it between the general and the extra as far as the test questions. I have to get out. I gotta set up this PTO shaft a little better than it is. I'll be back in here in about 20 minutes, half an hour.
Okay, Mike, I'd love to talk to you. Yeah, I usually run AM. I go on a lot of AM. I have a Johnson Viking, and I have a East Apache, Scratchy Apache, and I also have Village. Yeah, I'll talk to you if you be back on. This used to be Dr. O'Connor's repeater, Danny O'Connor. I don't know if he's alive anymore. I don't think he is. But TPS. Hope to see you.
I was a little confused. I thought you were coming in on the old Hollis Hayes, KD8YX, whatever call it's got this week, kind of W8LAP. I thought you were coming into Lapeer, the 14662, but I got to jump. I'll be right back in a little bit once I get this grease on this yoke and the PTO itself. The KD8OE.
And it's TPI clear. I'll be waiting to stand by.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
This is KF8FYG, looking for a radio check.
This is November 8th, Tango from Bionier and ATPI. Name's Mike, you coming in loud and clear.
Hello, Mike. It's good to hear. My name is Josh. This is actually my first transmit on my new system. So I'm excited to hear that it's all set up and working.
You say your new system. What does that entail of?
Well, I'm using an Yaesu FT991 with an X50 antenna. About 25 feet off the ground, and I'm located just northwest of Lansing.
Well, I'm sitting here on a walkie-talkie, actually, a little bio thing, and I said, I'm in Saginaw. And you're hitting it. Now, what you see it? You talking into the 3-3, or you going through a link? I'm not even sure. I imagine you're using a Ringo Ranger. What are you using, a beam Ringo Ranger or for an antenna? What do you...
For an antenna, I'm using a Diamond X50.
Very good, Josh. Yeah, I'm mostly on AM. I'm mostly on the HF band. I run AM. I'm on 75 meter AM phone. I run a lot of. I have a dipole going to a tuner. I'm running on the old Johnson Vikings. And then I have my Heathkit Apache. Yeah, quite a few. And then I've got a Helicrafters HD44. I don't know if you work in the HF, but. I also have a Yaesu 840. That's a transceiver, the 990, which I don't use. I haven't used either one of those in years. It's the sideband. But yeah, very good. You've got a beautiful signal coming in. Go ahead. November 18th.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
That is very good to hear. Yep, I actually I got this set up a couple weeks ago, but I haven't had time to figure out why my transmit wasn't working. I realized my tone wasn't set to CTCSS, so I got that straightened out today. And yeah, it looks like I'm finally good to transmit.
Yeah, the PL tones are important because there's so many repeaters that they can interact with each other. Now you're dialing directly into the 145320 machine, is that correct?
Well, I actually think I'm hitting a repeater in East Lansing on 147280.
Okay, well, then that's probably linked up. That's got to be linked up to 3-3. Yeah, I didn't realize that many people were on it. I mean, I'll never forget back in the 90s, you know, in the early 90s when I got my license up. I mean, 2 meters were just hopping. So was, 2 meters and some activity on 440, but the 2-4 machine, and then we had the 2-6 in Flint. I mean, yeah, there was a lot. I think the cell phone killed a lot of it. NATPI, go ahead.
Yeah, cell phones definitely changed a lot. I work in IT, so I can understand what change will do to stuff like this. But I appreciate this whole text. It's reliable when other things aren't.
Oh, for sure. You know, I'll tell you, if the internet ever goes down, you're going to need us, hands, you know. But it's funny. Most of the digital communication was created by us, when you think about it. I mean, we're the first one that we started doing packet, you know. And we were doing radio originally, even back in the 60s and 70s, you know. Radio teletype. And we're the ones that created a lot of the digital modes, and then it could have escalated from there. And of course, you know, it was the military, but yeah, we kind of been off our nose despite our face.
Yep, I've read up on quite a bit of the pioneering that the old hams have done over the years. Very exciting stuff. However, I do need to take off here. I have kids asking for popcorn, so I got to sign off for the night.
Good evening. 20:00. Clear. 40.
Okay, Josh, fine business here. It's been great talking. I hope to hear you again. Like I said, it's the first time I've been on in probably 15 or 20 years on 2 meters. But I don't know if you get on the HF bands or not, but I'd love to hear you there sometime. I mean, I just run mostly AM there, though. So, yeah, NATPI. We'll be clear.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you for chatting with me tonight. This is KF8FYG signing off. 73. Thanks.
73. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Yeah, Mike, I didn't write down your call sign. I forgot what it is, but this is NATPI. I didn't know if you'd come back on frequency or not.
Here, I didn't have the radio plugged in. I had a phone call I had to take. I'm up in Vassar now.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy named Josh from Lansing. He got a... He used to set up with a Diamond antenna. He had a real nice signal coming in. He was talking into the 3-1 machine, I think. He said, I'm like, I gotta excuse my memory. I'm 67 years old, so. Go ahead.
I had to switch repeaters. I was in the LaPierre repeater still. Go ahead.
Do you work in the HF? Do you want HF at all? I don't know if you're licensed or not for that, but yeah, I'm usually down on 75 meter AM phone. I run a lot of the old tube gear. I'm very vintage in that way, even with my audio gear.
I've operated AM, but I don't have any higher power stuff. And where I'm at right now, I don't have an antenna set up for 75-meter phone. I do operate HF for sure, but I'm not totally stable in the spot where I'm at. I don't have a fan dipole or anything set up multi-banded. And I'm running low power.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I run, well, I don't run as much power as we're allowed anyway. I've got, well, my Johnson variant, 19 variant, like 250 watts. And then I have a Viking 500. That's 500 watts. And that's really all you need. I mean, when you're running that, I talk mostly around the country. You know, when the band's open, I can get, you know, I sometimes hit, you know, Australia, but it's more rare. But, of course, side band, slop buck, as we call it, you can go almost anywhere, but especially on 20 meters or 10 meters when it's open. But, yeah, I like the old vintage AM stations. I work on my own equipment. It's a lot.
Yeah, I'm using SDR stuff now, and then when I get probably next winter, I was going to try to do it this winter, but I was just too swamped with things going on, but I want to build a solid state linear for the SDR rig. That's a nice little radio, the Hermes Light 2, nice rig.
Well, on the satellite deferred radio, SDR, does that run on FM? I'm not sure, because if it'd be easier for linear for that, you can just, that's no problem if it's, you know, because it's just a frequency modulated carrier, you don't have to worry about having a modulator in it, like you do with AM. Go ahead.
It's software-defined radio. It does all modes, including digital, and it's a very stripped-down, simple way of making radio work. And then it's got the filters for the pass filters and whatnot, so you can select the different bands. But that rig only goes from. Well, it goes just about everywhere, but it's got a filter for 160, 80, 60, 40, 30, 20, 17, 15, 12, and 10. And then I've got transverters to run it on VHF and UHF.
Yeah, not satellite defined. I'm sorry, I meant software defined. Like I said, I'm doing my little brain. I did buy one of the high seas, one of the one where I can do it. I have a 2-meter transverter and I have a 6-meter one actually. It's a 2, but it's a Heath kit actually. I'm not using it. It's it's got a 6146 output tube in it, but I bought it and never used it. I bought it from a gentleman named Ed King. His call was K-N-O-T. That's Kilowatt Oscar Tango. And
what? I just backed into a tree. just tried to back this trailer up, and I can't hardly see nothing. The trailer's wider than the truck.
8-7.
We're here at the house. I got to get out of the truck. I'm glad we made it back. I had a running light out, and I wanted to get it back before dark, and it looks like we just crossed the finish line before it went and got dark on us. I got to get out and check this little, not a juniper, it's a arborvitae. I got to check. Hopefully I didn't skin it up too bad. But I'm going to clear on out of here. I got to get the dogs in the house, feed the dogs, and eat something, get in the shower, and get up and do it all over again. It's definitely nice making your acquaintance, Mike. I monitor this thing about 24/7.
Sounds good. We'll hook up again. November 8th, Tango, Papaya, India, NATPI. We're clear, 7-3.
N8 Fred Sprinch. This is Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar, Oscar Echo.
Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.